So to sustain progress in Syria, if it is indeed moving toward a post-Assad era, Russia will have to become more in line with the Friends of Syria coalition. So far, Russia has been the principal supporter with Iran of the Assad regime. Would that change? And if so, what kind of leverage would the U.S. need to compel greater cooperation on Syria? One answer may be a bill in the U.S. Senate you may not have heard about. The U.S. Senate recently passed the Magnitsky Rule of Law Accountability Act, named for Sergei Magnitsky, a lawyer who, despite bringing to light massive tax fraud in Russia, which implicated several Russian officials, was arrested, sent to prison, where he eventually died. It's widely thought he was beaten and tortured. No one has been held accountable for his death. The Senate bill would impose legal, mandatory sanctions on any Russians implicated in human rights abuses. Moscow says the move is, quote, aggressive and unfriendly. But U.S. Senator Ben Cardin is the author of the Sergei Magnitsky Rule of Law Accountability Act and says it represents new important leverage for the U.S. on human rights.
Well, this bill is targeted at the perpetrators of gross human rights violations. So it's targeted against the individuals who have committed these types of acts, gross violations of human rights, trying to deny people their basic rights to protect themselves. In the Sergei Magnitsky case, it was a person who uncovered corruption in the Russian system, reported it, whistleblower. As a result, his liberties were taken from him. He was tortured, and ultimately he died in prison.
Describe how the story of Sergei Magnitsky affected you personally enough to be the advocate for this law.
Well, as the Senate chair of the U.S. Helsinki Commission, I had an opportunity to hear firsthand about what Sergei Magnitsky had to get, went through. You know, quite frankly, we speak about human rights issues and we talk about the statistics and numbers, but until you put a face on it, until you realize these are real people who have been victimized and families that have been destroyed as a result of the actions of, in this case, corrupt government officials who wanted corruption and bribes rather than doing their official work. That was brought to the attention, and rather than their supervisors taking action, they covered it up. And worse than that, they then went after the person who whistleblowed, the person who brought this to the public attention. It just, I guess, pointed out to me why it's so important for us to speak out for human rights, that a country cannot be its full potential unless it deals with these types of corruption in their system. And Russia has not done that. This bill is aimed more at helping Russia than anything else. Russia needs to take care of its own rights.
Do you envision a bill like this providing a platform or a destination for a whistleblower in Russia to perhaps bypass the authorities in Russia and appeal directly to the United States as a trading partner with its own leverage?
Well, our hope is that Russia will do the right thing, that they will protect their citizens and that they will take action against those who violate the rights of others. But one thing is clear in the legislation that we enacted. The individual who has perpetrated these gross violations of human rights, that individual is going to be held accountable internationally regardless of what the host country does. And we're not going to allow them to come to our country or takes the fruits of their corruption and put it in our banking system.
On some level, do you believe that this bill underscores a failure in the human rights dialogue between the U.S. and some of its important trading partners, Russia being one of them, China being another, and that Congress is better able to deal with this because presidents ultimately can't push the tough positions?
Well, human rights is a continuing emphasis. We always know there's going to be issues that we have to deal with. It was 1975 when the United States joined with Russia and the countries of Europe and Central Asia to pass what's known as the Helsinki Final Accords that established the principles that all countries of Europe, Central Asia, the United States and Canada agree that there are certain basic human rights that are critically important for a country to be able to be a stable country, and that each of the signatory countries have the right to challenge the actions in another country. We hear frequently that Russia say, why are we interfering with their internal affairs? This is not interfering with the internal affairs of a country. These are international commitments that have been made, and we have a right to put a spotlight on it. So the relationship between Russia and the United States is complicated. There's a lot of bilateral issues that we need to talk about, security issues, what's happening in Iran, what's happening in Syria, what's happening with the nuclear non-proliferation or reductions of nuclear arms. All that are important issues in which the United States and Russia have a lot of common interest. but it doesn't detract from our responsibilities to raise the human rights agenda.
But I get the sense that you believe on some level that President Obama has really sold the U.S. out on human rights. You've described gaps in Obama policy regarding Russia. That's really a criticism. Does he support this bill in any sense?
Well, I think President Obama is going to sign the bill, and I applaud Secretary Clinton, who took some action to deny visas to those who are responsible in the Sergei Magnitsky tragedy. But in fairness to any administration, there are multiple issues that you deal with on bilateral relations. And then if you're meeting on a summit to deal with the crisis in Syria, will human rights be on the table? I want to see human rights always addressed because I believe that's an issue we must make progress, particularly the current actions within Russia. So I'm going to keep pushing to make this a higher visible agenda item, but it's always on the agenda. And I feel confident that this administration agrees with me that Russia needs to improve its human rights and that the United States must continue to lead international efforts to elevate human rights globally.
U.S. Senator Ben Cardin, Democrat from Maryland, is a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and author of the Sergei Magnitsky Rule of Law Accountability Act. Thanks so much, Senator.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.